Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. New in the KISW Rock Shop? Yep, it is the KISW Classic Trucker Cap. It looks sweet, man. You know you want one on your head. You know what? It's good whether it's going to be a day like today where we got some sun or a day like tomorrow where we may have some rain. It protects you either way.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's
like a Swiss Army knife of hats.
It's versatile. So you know you want this cap. Plus, it's got the ventilation in the back because it's a trucker cap. I mean, this works in every situation.
So for like a hothead like you, it gets that steam out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now.
Oh, why do you think I'm so even tempered these days? It's because of my KISW Classic Trucker Cap. You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. It's time to turn up. Yeah, get those taco-flavored kisses.
All right, sure thing,
taco,
man.
Taco. Yeah, probably. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jake in Ordi to take on Steve. Jake, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Ticket to see Weezer. They're going to be at the Washington State Fair on September 1st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Weezer? Get your tickets now at thefair.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jake will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jake, you can pass all you want, but you will only get...
Whoa.
Take it easy, Jake. You only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In Disney's Beauty and the Beast, what type of object is the character Lumiere?
He's a candelabra.
Yes. Port Salut is a type of what food?
Say again?
Port Salut is a type of what food?
A soup, a stew,
No.
The cheese?
Yes!
Nice
AU
job.
Is the chemical symbol for which precious metal?
Gold.
Yes. In which recent year did David Bowie pass away?
15, 16, 17?
16, yes! In 1830, Joseph Smith organized the first church of what?
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes! Moment. The San Andreas Fault is located in what state?
California.
Yes. How many Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movies have been released?
3, 4, 5.
No. Oh. In what geographical region is Superman's Fortress of Solitude located?
The North Pole or the South Pole?
North Pole, yes. XV is what number in Roman numerals?
X what?
XV.
15.
Yes. No, what color ghost is Clyde in Pac-Man?
Pink, blue, green?
No. And you get 8 correct.
Ooh,
8 correct.
Not a bad showing.
No, pretty good. A little bit of wiggle room there for Steve to maybe squeak out a win.
Yeah, but Jake was very efficient.
He was.
I don't know if Steve's going to be that efficient.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Jake has this down. He knows what to do.
Steve's just what you call a loser.
Whoa. Oh. Well, we don't know yet.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Yeah. He knows already.
You're going to play it. Yeah. You're going to play it for him.
Oh.
I see how this is.
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Hi. In Disney's Beauty and the Beast, what type of object is the character Lumiere?
I don't know. He's a mirror.
Nope.
A window.
No.
The object is Lumiere.
A light.
No.
Port Salut is a type of what food?
Port Salut is a type of fish.
No.
Burger.
No.
Pastry.
No. AU is the chemical symbol for which precious
gold
metal? Yes.
No.
In which recent year did David Bowie pass away?
2015.
No.
2016.
Yes. In 1830, Joseph Smith organized the first church of what?
Mormon.
Yes. The San Andreas Fault is located in what state?
Nevada.
No.
California.
Yes. How many Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movies have
Four.
Been released? No.
Five.
No.
Six.
Yes.
Gosh.
In what geographic region is Superman's Fortress of Solitude located?
Tukwila.
No.
South Pole.
No.
North Pole.
Yes.
Gosh.
XV is what number in Roman numerals?
15.
Yes. What color ghost is Clyde in Pac-Man?
Yellow.
No.
Red.
No.
Blue.
No.
Crap.
One, two. Oh, crap. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You lose 8-7.
Oh, damn you, Pac-Man.
As I foretold.
Congratulations, Jake. Good job, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
All right, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prize.
Damn,
Steve, you get this prize right here, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
That's right, you're a poser, B. Now, thinking about it, maybe I could have given you Lumiere because you said light. He's a candelabra, a candle holder.
No, that's not a light. A candle holder is not a light.
It gives off light and he has flame.
It's not a light.
All right, fine.
I know. I mean, maybe nitpicking BJ over here is going to not give you that.
I know. I'm kind of surprised on that.
No, I'm not down with that.
No,
either.
It's all right.
A light's a light. I mean,
Well, I mean, he gives light.
He does.
All right. Anyway, moving on.
I've heard your excuse, and you are now terminated from America.
Port Salut is a cheese. Jake got that one correct.
That's the one I think Jake deserves a win for. I would never pick that up.
Yeah. He did really well on that one. And the one you guys both missed, the color ghost that Clyde is in Pac-Man. Anybody have a guess?
I would just be guessing colors at this
green.
Red?
Yeah. Nope. Orange. Orange.
I like how Vicky's listening to the show.
Steve. Yeah, those are all guests as well.
See, I was still thinking on his because he said there's a green
Pac-Man,
and blue.
There's a Pac-Man and an orange Julius.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Clyde is the orange Julius.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Do you know all the names?
Inky, Blinky,
Dinky.
Pinky, and Clyde.
There you go.
I guess
what
Vicky
did
knows
say?
All the names.
Dinky? Dinky? No, there's no Dinky. There's no Stinky.
How about Danky?
There's no Danky.
There's no Danky.
There's no
either.
Dinky Winky either.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Jake on beating Steve this morning.
And yes, all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize. Vicky, I'd like to advise you to take all that Pac-Man info, remove it from your brain so you can put some more important things in there.
I feel like that is very important.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Knowing all the Pac-Man names?
Yeah. What else is more important than that?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
If you want to see, you know what? I'm not going to talk
to you. The
names
of the Smurfs.
Yeah.
Aren't they all just Smurf?
No.
Aren't they all just Smurf?
No, there's Grumpy Smurf. There's Brainy Smurf.
Is it Grumpy?
Steve, I'd like to give you some advice.
Pesty.
I thought Grumpy
Vanity.
Was from Sleeping Beauty.
There's Papa.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
You both are proving my point, which is that you're both idiots. So congratulations.
What does that say about you for working with us?
I agree with you. Well, listen, I'm the one that, you know,
maybe I just like to pick the big fish in the stupid pond. I don't know.
Yeah, keep believing that.
Thanks, pal. Hey, we talked about Jennifer Lopez, right? With her taco-flavored kisses. Well, her husband... Well, I mean, her boyfriend. I don't know if they're married yet, but Alex Rodriguez, he has two daughters who are 14 and 11, very active on social media, and they don't want him in their business, so they won't let him follow their stuff.
Okay.
So he does what the rest of a lot of people do. He basically sneaks around to be able to keep up on him. He's a creeper. And there's a podcast called Chicks in the Office. And on that podcast, he says, yeah, because they don't let me follow them on social media, I have a burner account.
Oh, funny. So he follows them as a fake person.
And isn't that something that the girls obviously say, okay, you can be, I don't know, does he pose as a young person? How does he get these girls to accept him?
Because it's someone willing to follow them.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if it's not their dad, I mean, most people probably in their teens are just trying to get as many followers as humanly possible. And then you hit a point as an adult, you're like, why do I have all these damn people following me? Or why am I friends with all these people on social media? I don't even know them. At one point, it was status to have X amount of followers.
I never, you know, I wonder if it, if as a guy, if you're more worried about, you know, how your daughters will go through life based on how you were with women as you went through life. Like, because I had no game, so I guess I just never worry about men that much because I had no game. But if I had a lot of game, maybe I would have been worried. Maybe I would have been more worried about Sarah.
Yeah, I think it would be a little bit of how you were and probably how people that you know are. So it's like, okay, I noticed these things. I don't want them to fall for these traps, so I'm going to protect them from it.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I guess they watch his social media like hawks because they don't want him to embarrass them. So they're all over him, and he can't have anything to do with theirs.
Makes sense. That seems like teen logic.
Yeah. He says, quote, every time
right?
I mean, I can understand that. I mean, you know.
Don't embarrass us, Dad, and don't keep tabs on what we're doing.
But the worst thing is for a young girl is to be embarrassed. Guys don't mind being embarrassed as much as young girls seem to be in the world of school. I mean, not that guys like it, but it seems to really be traumatizing if a girl gets embarrassed in school, like, mm-hmm. the middle school years, the high school years. So I can understand their point.
Do you guys hide anything from your family when it comes to social media?
That's a really good question.
I asked because just recently I had to finally, I didn't unfriend my family or anything. I didn't like block my dad, but I now have like, you can specify who you want to see certain posts when you post something on Facebook.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I put my dad on the do not see certain things. Like, I'll put people that like annoy me with their comments. After a while, I'm like, I'm just annoyed. Like, you're just annoying. I don't want to unfriend you because you're my buddy, but you have the dumbest things to say about stuff. So I just don't want you to even see my post, so you don't have to say anything about it. Kind of like just pretend.
Oh, can you set that up like forever so that when you post, that person can't see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was available.
I've just done that with my dad.
Oh, wow.
Because I love my dad. But, man, he's such a worrywart. I mean, it was already bad with hockey. I'm worried about you. You know, it's like anytime I post anything that has like anything with hockey. Now with wrestling, it's kind of next level. I'm worried about you. It's like I don't even have a normal conversation with them. All they're doing is like worrying about my ailments. Meanwhile, my dad hurts himself when he just walks outside and goes down a step. Like, he's been like that for years. Like, so I'm just like, dude, I'm going to injure myself. We're all bound to injure ourselves doing stupid things.
Yeah.
I don't need to have a constant conversation about this. So I just...
That's a good call, Steve. I
hit a point where it's giving me a headache about it.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, I can understand their position because
when
people get older, it's, first of all, you're the thing they love, so they don't want to lose anything because they're losing a lot. I mean, friends around them, and they are getting injured so much, that's all that's on their mind.
Oh, it's our conversation always about doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
Not for me, for them.
I never want to be that guy. I hope I never become that guy. Even if I have ailments, I want to find something else to talk about with people who are younger than me because I know they don't give a crap.
Yeah. Like my mom, I mean, she'll constantly say something like, "Oh, when they ask about like the music or hockey or wrestling, when are you going to grow up?" And like, what does growing up mean?
Oh, Jesus!
Does that mean just stop doing anything?
Yeah,
because if that's the case, I don't ever want to grow up, Mom. So I just like, you know what?
That's a lovely response from your parents. Is this is making your career and helping you really make a life for yourself, support your family, have a great life. I get that with comic books.
I grow up, I've lived on my own since I left the house. Since like I was 18, I figured out a way to get by in life. I've been growing up. But yeah, I do some immature things, but I'm still grown up.
Yeah.
It's got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I just want to hide all the immature things in their eyes from them on social media. They can see the other stuff.
You're a better son than me.
Well, I was just getting to the point where I was hanging out. Like, I would get angry, and my wife's like, why are you getting so mad? I'm like, this is my whole life. This has been like this since I was a kid. And then just like a light bulb went off. I'm like, well, if I hide it from them, I don't have to deal with that.
See, that's
stuff.
You know what? That just shows the difference between you and me. That is a great way to see the way a person operates in life. Mm-hmm. You're like, I will avoid it by basically not letting them see it. Me, I will fight with people because that's what I do with my relatives. And then I really browbeat the hell out of them going, how ignorant are you that you don't understand that this is adult entertainment? Like, do you still read those comic books? I like,
right.
Do you see in the last 10 years what the box office has been? It is not just for little kids anymore. They're making skillions. Shut up, Mr. Ignorant. I mean, but you're
better.
When
are you going to stop playing these board games and grow up?
I know. And I would like, those are for kids games. I go, I'd like to bring some of these games over to you. Your head would explode. You wouldn't even be able to figure it out. I go, yeah, but see, you're not obsessed with me like you. I fight. You don't.
It's not worth the headache, you're man. Because, right. I mean, they're not getting any younger. And I don't really want to get to the point in my life where I'm not talking to my parents because
all we do is argue.
See, that's the benefit of my parents not being alive anymore, because I think, well, it is, because I know I'd be fighting with
dark,
them.
Sounds very dark, though.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I get what you're saying.
I would be fighting with them, because they would be just like your parents, saying the same things they always said to me when I was growing up, and I did not like it then, and I sure as hell wouldn't tolerate it now.
I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you, Danny or Vicky, also or Rev, deal with anyone pulling the when are you going to grow up card. It's typically the people who are miserable that have to say that.
Yeah,
they're not doing anything fun in their life.
Not your parents, of course, so them excluded.
No, man. I love my parents, but, like, you know, at this point,
I just love those miserable people.
All they do is watch the news and get sad.
I know.
And it's like, that's all they want to talk about is miserable stuff. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm doing things that bring joy to my life. And it's even the same with, like, some people just on the peripheral that are just like, oh, when are you going to grow up and stop doing this? I'm like, why do I have to stop doing that? As long as, like, I'm not hurting anybody doing it, what does it matter to you?
Man, why do you talk normal logic talk? I don't get it.
See, for me, it's not when am I going to stop doing certain things. It's when I'm going to start doing certain things. Like, when am I going to go back to school?
Why? You have a career.
I know. I never graduated college or community college.
How dumb. I don't mean to be mean to your parents. How dumb are they? You don't need that. You've got a job now.
Some people have that, like, smashed into their heads thinking that you need it. And it's something that you've got to...
Diploma means you're succeeded.
Right. I feel like everyone was kind of brainwashed into thinking that, and to rewire brain into not thinking that, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I know that in my family, we have one of my wife's cousins who's doing really, really well. He dropped out of college to basically start an internet app business, which went really successful. They still give him a hard time, even though I think this kid's approaching seven figures as far as how he's doing. And they go, are you going to finish school?
What
are you
going to finish?
And he keeps telling them, I dropped out of school because this was a great opportunity that I got from being in school and creating networks, which is a big part of going to college, is creating a network of business.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, but see, that's why, you know, you got to look at the old people and go, look, you have to understand, when you get older, you're eventually going to be stupid about certain things in life, and you just have to go, all right, I guess if you say it's cool, it's cool.
One person, every conversation I have with my mom involves, when are you going to college?
Yeah, congratulations.
Wouldn't it be great if this person's 50 or something like that?
I know.
Someone said, growing old is mandatory, growing up, optional.
Yeah,
never grow up.
Yeah, well, we surely are great examples of that.
Yeah, right?
I mean, everybody on this show really is an overgrown child. And I love it.
And how?
Got a bunch of women that were at.
Except Red, who speaks like a 7-year-old.
He does speak like a 7-year-old.
And how?
Indeed. Bee's knees to all of your
and
kids.
And cat's pajamas. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. We got a bunch of women that were just asked what little thing their significant other does that makes them unreasonably angry. And are you guilty of some of these? I'll tell you all about this at 717. On the Rock.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A recent survey asked women, quote, what is the most minor thing that your other half does that unreasonably winds you up, gets you pissed? Got some of the top answers.
Okay.
One is, my husband squeezes the tube of toothpaste from the middle rather than the bottom, leaving the tube all twisted so you can't get anything out.
That seems pretty minor.
For my wife, when it comes to toothpaste, oddly enough, she just recently brought up, she's like, when are you going to switch to the new roll? Because we use different toothpaste. She likes a certain type. I like a certain type. And I've been, like, using that same one. It's fully, like, rolled up. And I keep trying to get as much out of it.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, you know, you've gotten plenty out of that. You've used it to its full capacity. I mean, but there's still more in there. Like, if we had scissors in nearby, I would cut it open and scrape it out. Like, I don't know why. It's not like it's expensive. I just like knowing that I got the most out of that toothpaste.
Yeah.
Before I let it free.
Yeah. Lynn, you can go on now, empty toothpaste container.
You've served your purpose.
Yeah. It is funny, just, you know, because, again, you don't realize just how you do things and how you like things, and then all of a sudden having somebody come into your life, they're like, oh, wow, your whole routine is not mine, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that what I do is that bad. because before you, I didn't think it was an issue.
Yeah, and the toothpaste thing is like, I don't understand the squeezers in the middle. It's just like you push it down. That makes sense. Who squeezes in the middle and then all of a sudden you wreck the whole situation?
You wreck the whole situation. You could yeah. fix it.
Well, if it gets crinkly, though, I know what they're saying. It's hard to, like, once you push it down, right? And now some of the plastic containers are easier, but the metal ones, if you will, remember you squish them and then they're yep. hard to, you can't pull them back.
Sure I can.
What are you, the Hulk?
What kind of steel tin toothpaste yeah. thing are you holding? I've had the ones that are like that more of a metallic kind of vibe to it, but they're easy to open.
He's just an old man who can't handle it anymore.
If you squeeze the middle, then how do you, what do you, push the bottom
back out, and then you start rolling from the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You roll it. Okay.
Yeah, rolling it is where you go.
All right, the rolling is what you've got to do.
I'm glad we figured this out.
Okay.
We've got to hash this out, you know.
All right, there you go. One woman says, my man walks around the house brushing his teeth. He will wander around the hall, kitchen, living room, and all I can smell is the horrible minty smell.
Ooh, if you don't like that minty smell, then yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's powerful.
I had that problem for a minute. My wife had to shut that down because I try and get a million things done. I'll go to the bathroom while I'm brushing my teeth. And she's like, sometimes you're just, the toothpaste is flying and I find like little toothpaste specks on random spots of the house.
Oh,
I'm like,
nasty.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I should probably just stick right by the sink and be better about that.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that either. I was a wanderer too. And for the same reason. It's like, okay, don't do it. This one woman doesn't like the way her husband coughs. She says he does this sort of weird top of the throat, cheek blowing out cough thing. She says it's beyond irritating. Just effing cough like a normal person.
Like, harf, something like that?
Yeah,
harf. Something yeah, like that? Maybe.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing.
That lady sounds like a real blast to live with.
Yeah, she sure does.
Really, right?
Just cough like a normal person, like he could control that.
Yeah, I think he would if he could. And this one here is me. I mean, you know, my wife doesn't like this. Bites his nails as I can not only see him but hear him chomping away. Yeah, that's the habit I have that I haven't been able to break my entire life. I think
really? You're a nail biter.
It's a nerve thing, man.
Yeah,
I just, you know, that's what it is. And
wrap your fingers with Band-Aids.
Oh, man. That's a good look.
It's better than gnawing on your finger.
You think? You saw me, why? If you saw me with Band-Aids every day on my fingers, you wouldn't think that would be more crazy?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Or you just want me to look like an idiot. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, I mean, you're doing a good job of that on your own.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So all these women chimed in on minor things that their significant other does that angers them. What about you? And we want to hear from both sides, okay?
Yes.
We're going to have both genders really chime in on this. What do you do that your partner says, yeah, it drives me crazy? Or what is it something that they do that drives you crazy? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What does your partner do that drives you crazy? Or what do you do that makes your significant other upset? Your calls, your texts after Disturbed on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So these women said, hey, here are the minor things that our significant others do that anger them. They did a survey, and, well, we're wondering, how about you? What does your partner do that drives you crazy? Or what do you do that makes your significant other upset? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Luke in Fife. Luke, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, buddy. How about yourself?
Pretty dang good.
What you got?
So I recently just got married, and my wife says that I cannot chew any louder with either mouth closed.
Yep.
And yep, just like, could you just chew quieter? I'm like, I can't. I'm just born this way. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, what is it with the mouth acoustics that, like, I? Because Steve, you got the same problem. You can chew with your mouth closed, and yet it sounds like a symphony hall.
It's so annoying, and then my wife, like you, Luke, will just get so mad about it. And I'm saying, I don't know what I can do at this point. Maybe wear earplugs, because that's about as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah, my wife's the same way. And Luke, I always have to turn on music whenever we're together. It's like, I know my job is she's putting dinner on the tables. So I got to go find some music station to listen to.
You need food tunes. That's funny.
Yeah, food tunes to drown me out. Yeah, dude, it's nuts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so dude, you put on some music and that should solve the problem, brother.
I'll give it a try.
There you go.
For my wife, she'd have to put on some Slayer so she can't hear me.
Slayer! Oh, that's a win for everybody, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Really, when you think about it. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What does your partner do that drives you crazy, or what do you do that makes your significant other upset? Let's go to Tyler and Cedro Woolley. Tyler, you are on the Rock.
Morning, BJ.
Morning, Tyler. What you got for us today, buddy?
So my wife is notorious for not changing out the house toilet paper once a
month. Oh yeah.
So what happens when she sits down and there's nothing there because it hasn't been changed and say you go on protest?
So what she does is there'll be the empty cardboard tube there still sitting on the hanger, but she'll grab a new roll and set it on top of that.
Yep. Oh, that's the ceremony.
My wife does that too. It's like, hey, yeah. Fix this.
And then we also have a one-year-old in the house, so occasionally when she does change it, I keep trying to tell her when she does it, she needs to put, you know, the tail of the roll face of the wall. So when he spins the roll, he doesn't unravel it, but she doesn't listen to it.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty brilliant, because normally I like it the other way. But yeah, with kids, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Steve, you're going to have to keep track of that
work,
one.
And I'll see a trail of it across the house.
Yeah.
That'd be still funny to watch. It'd probably be funny the first time, and then after a while, you're like, toilet paper's not cheap.
Oh, I cannot wait. I really want to see you go from all the things that you think are entertaining to, man, this is exciting. I know you're probably getting this from everybody, but your ignorance to what's going to happen in December is bringing me so much joy.
It's not ignorance. It's confidence.
Yeah. Okay. That you know what? People who are confident before the baby comes are so ignorant.
That's all. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I like how Rev's like, yeah. Like you, how many children are you rocking?
Hey, I helped raise my brother and sister who are 10 and 11 years younger than me. So I had to change diapers. I had to do all that crap. And guess what? I don't have kids now.
Why? They let you be in charge of children?
Oh, yeah. My parents weren't the best.
Wow. No wonder he's an angry man.
See, this is how kids change you, Steve.
Yeah, that's how they change you. Tyler, appreciate the call.
The anger in Rev's voice is fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, dude, he feels it.
Oh, we learned something new about the Rev.
Yeah. I mean, he does feel like a disgruntled parent. Now I get it. All these years, I didn't know. We were living with a disgruntled grandfather who was actually in a young man's body.
That's why he talks like a grandfather.
And how? Yeah, you kids, you see? Get off my porch. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Robert on Whidbey, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning, Robert. How about you, man? Do you irritate your partner, or do they irritate you?
It's kind of both ways, but I think I really irritate her, because when I blow my nose in the morning, as all people do in the sink, and I try to clean up.
Wait. You blow your nose into the sink, not into a Kleenex, right? Like right into the sink.
Right. I mean, I'm washing my face, so I just, you know, I blow it in there. Most of it goes down the drain.
Most.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, Robert, I want you to know.
I would work a Kleenex into this equation from time to time if I was you.
See, Robert, here's the problem. Your premise is you think most people do that. Anybody in this room?
No. Maybe in the shower.
I do it in the shower.
Yeah.
When I'm sick. Yeah. I'm sick and I feel like really congested, I just got to get it out.
I do everything in the shower because y'all wash
away. Everything?
Everything, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, Robert, I don't know about the sink, man. I'm not too sure about
it's
that.
Gross,
Robert.
Man.
Okay. You've opened my eyes. All right. Maybe it is me.
Look at this.
This is a special moment.
We're helping relationships here, man.
Robert, I appreciate that you're willing to listen to criticism.
Yeah. And Robert, understand this too, man. I mean, this is the person that you want to get busy with. You don't want that image in her head. You know what I mean? Sometimes that image sticks there. And when you go, honey, what do you say? You think tonight's the night? And she just sees Snot Rocket Man into the, you know what I mean? You got to have branding. You got to have better branding, brother.
Brother.
But here's the thing. Most of it's down the drain.
Sometimes it's not even the sound of it that probably drives her nuts, too.
Oh, it's everything, dude.
Yeah.
And Robert, look, I love you because I'm just as stubborn as you are. But, you know, perception is reality, and I want your life to be good, man. You can't change your perception unless you come up with a better brand. You know, you change it, brother. Change it and be a new man.
I'm doing it today.
It's happening. There he goes. You know what, Steve?
Today, his marriage just got better.
On National Radio Day,
here we are.
We change lives. This is why this radio business is the greatest business that was ever created in the history of creation of businesses.
A texter says, my wife can't put a lid back on anything.
Ugh.
Another texter says, my boyfriend never changes the effing toilet paper roll. 4 years together and he still doesn't get it.
I always feel like that's a chick thing. So she's got it flipped in her house. Anecdotally, I feel like I hear more complaints from guys that their women don't change the roll, but she's got the problem.
I thought that was the case until one time we talked about this on the air. I might have posted a picture on my Facebook of the empty toilet paper and then the actual toilet paper sitting on top of it going, is this how it works?
Yeah.
And it was a lot of women saying, my boyfriend, my husband does this. So it's definitely not just one gender on this.
Okay.
Lazy knows no gender, BJ.
So then it's just me. I have two women that I know that are just, you know, just what they are. But I see my daughters here and I'm wondering, complain about me? I mean, I'm perfect. I don't understand.
You're not her significant other.
Yeah, not you. What?
This isn't about what annoys you about
okay. So this is about J-Rubs. Okay.
On and on.
Wow, you're so selfish. You think about everything is about you.
Well, she does live with me.
Dating you.
No, I know.
What's the topic again?
Yeah, well, I forgot.
J-Rubs is our roommate, too, so.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah.
It is about him. Every morning, he wakes up before me and takes a shower, and whatever he was wearing to bed is on the floor right next to the hamper when I go into the bathroom. It drives me freaking bonkers. The hamper is right there. Put your dirty clothes in the damn hamper. But no, they're always on the floor right next to him. Huh. Always. Always. And I'm like, oh, babe, you were so close. So freaking close.
Does he leave his towel on the floor, too, after he showers?
Yes.
Oh,
or,
no.
Or on the couch.
No.
Or in the bed. And it's still
the
wet.
Towel? The towel goes right to the hamper, man.
Well, no, you got to hang it up.
Everybody
washes their towels every day.
Dude, I live in a house where we
wash towels every day.
We
use fresh towels every day.
That works. Because if you leave...
We love the environment in my home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
But even if you just put the towel in the hamper, when it's wet, doesn't it get all like moldy and funky?
If he washes them every day, it's not bad.
No, it's a quick turnaround.
Oh,
trust me, I'm doing laundry all the time,
dude. You guys, carbon footprint is not good.
F the carbon footprint.
If you think you're doing laundry all the time now,
I'm prepping for it.
Oh yeah, when you have little baby Migs.
Actually, no, he will stop doing the towels every day because with all the laundry that's going to be increased, they will go F this. We're not going to triple.
Let's just use the same towel for 2 days in a row.
Going to do.
Like most people.
It's like, you had a blowout. Okay, we're just throwing everything away.
I threw in the towel on that one, man. At first, I used to argue, no pun intended. But I used to be the guy that would just hang it and use a towel repeatedly.
Yeah.
And then it just got to the point where it just wasn't happening in my household. And pick your battles. That's not one I really care to like put my foot down. Oh, how dare you want to use a clean towel all the time?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of laundry. I couldn't imagine.
It's not like I have to go to a laundromat. Just got to go upstairs,
right there,
turn it on, and go back down to watch wrestling.
I
guess that's it. If that's all you're doing is watching that hard, laundry's the best job ever.
Laundry's like the easiest chore.
I hate folding it. I absolutely hate it. I will let it build up and build up and build up.
I know.
Like, I hate folding it and putting away. I can do it, but then I'll just leave it in the dryer for like a week.
It's my favorite thing to do because I can put on a show.
Mm-mm.
You know, and watch it or listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, while folding laundry. It's really zen for me.
Yeah, I do get a lot of podcast listening done while I'm folding laundry.
Yeah.
I can't fold laundry in silence. It'll drive me nuts.
Wow. Look at you. So you're not a Disturbed fan. The sound of silence doesn't do it for you. We got a professor at a college that just offered his students better grades in exchange for sex and moose meat.
Nice.
Which could be the same thing, depending on euphemisms. I'll tell you what happened at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.